What you doing, man? What's that?
You tell me, man.
It looks like coke, nigga. Yeah, you fuck me up, eh? You never say shit, me. Just come out the blue with some coke, huh? Well, man, tell you the truth, man, I ain't fucking with coke right now, man. This shit just ain't clicking, B. But you know what you need to do, man? You need to fuck with that cat your sister be talking to, that nigga Calvin, man. He sells coke.
Nah, I ain't fucking with that nigga, man. Nigga's dumb.
Yeah, man, what, man?
Jeremy?
You
know
what? Yo. I'm just trying to picture Mr. Jefferson hustling on these streets.
I seen you broom up in the black Saab, the gold BBSs, man. I said, damn, this nigga's really making this money. He's really making money, man. You understand?
Listen, hey, it ain't just about the money. It's not. You know what it's about, man? It's about fucking those skeezers like that right there. It's about driving these fly-ass cars. And it's definitely about never dressing like a nigga like you, man.
Okay, man.
The Giannis thing. Boy, man, me and Smith talked a little bit about it. And I talked to Stubbs a little bit. But I just feel like he was in the room with, like, a whole bunch of white folks. Like, he could have had some brothers in there.
Why?
What you mean, why?
I said, why? Who gives a fuck?
Why should he have some black people in there?
What you mean? Because that's his team. His team helped them.
Nah, his team is probably the team that helped them get that deal. They're celebrating Giannis Antetokounmpo's contract extension, not the Bucks or whatever. And so that's a one-man show. And he probably got all his agents or whatever, which just happens to be white people. Because we know black people don't really dominate that space like that.
Nah, I just feel like that there was too many of one color in there. They needed more representation besides the...
Representation of what?
Huh?
Representation of what?
What do you mean, of what?
You keep saying representation of people in there. What if black people ain't had... What if it doesn't look like black people had shit to do with that deal? As far as he probably... I think the issue you're missing is that that's probably who he has hired on. It's a bunch of white boys. That's who is there. I didn't even see women in there.
No, I didn't either. There was no women in there.
To plain Giannis, that's my thing. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if there was 100 white dudes in there, personally. Just like if I was signing a deal and I had 100 black dudes in there and no white deals, I could give two fuck. I feel like, yo, for some reason, obviously it's the fucking climate of 2020. There's like people's like race relations is like such a big deal or whatever. But I feel like that's a reach. I think
that was a reach on my part.
In my opinion, but like. That's more because I don't think that's your fault. I think that's like an American issue, yo. I feel like people are always just reaching for, not necessarily intentionally, but I feel like people are always reaching for like, let's make this about race. But then we don't even fix the shit that really is about race, and then we want to fix some shit like that that's not about race. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
And as a man who makes everything about race right here, I'm the first one jumping at the opportunity to see is that because I'm black or he's black or whoever's black, you're reaching.
Honestly, I'm a little surprised. Well, actually, I'm not surprised that Stubblefield doesn't think that's weird. But I literally Session sent me the link, right? And I was like, who else did you send that to? And he was like, oh, Stubblefield. I was like, oh, all right, bet. Can't wait to hear this one. I was like, I remember, I think at Corey, so you're going back like 6 years, 7 years. Stubblefield was the first dude to try to tell me that black people couldn't be racist. This is back 2013.
I stand on that in 2020.
Right, anyway, I'm not going to get into all that, but I'm just saying, he was the first one. Now you hear it a lot. It's a lot more mainstream now.
Yeah.
that viewpoint. Whereas I never heard a and I grew up with a lot of black dudes, and I never heard any motherfucker ever in my life say some shit like that. And I was like, what the fuck? So like, I already know Stubblefield's on his shit when it comes to like anything racial related. Boy, I shouldn't say racial, black related. I should say is the term.
All right, so y'all seen the other post that I sent y'all? I think it was yesterday.
God, Lee.
The one with the woman. She was talking about how she waited to go on a date, and she went to McDonald's or whatever.
They're talking about this yet again. This is the same. They had this conversation months ago. Are you going to watch the clip now?
I was just pulling it up. I don't really want to listen to it. Just tell me what you said.
I will just pose you what the debate is about. Yeah. If you take a chick on a date and are you responsible or inclined? Because the scenario was that this chick was getting taken out and she got in the dude's car and was like, hey, can you pull around to McDonald's so I can get something for my son or whatever?
Yeah.
And she got mad because he didn't pay or offer to pay for
Son's meal. Oh no. First of all, if me, now this is me. When I go on a date, I typically pay, or I try to pay, just because I feel like that's how I was raised. But nowadays, I feel like you almost have to make sure some women are okay with you paying, because I feel like some motherfuckers be taking offense to that shit. Like, oh, what, you don't think I could pay? Like, no, I ain't ask you if you could pay. If I asked you out, I'm paying. You know what I mean? But if you had a whole ass kid, first of all, I mean, I used to feel a certain way about single moms. That's an easy target. But I definitely ain't damn sure paying for no fucking kid's Happy Meal, yo.
That's what was crazy. So that was more of the issue to me. Like, you aligned this date with knowing that your child had to eat. So I had to take you to McDonald's so you get something to eat for your child, and you expected me to pay. Like, first of all, those,
it's 2020. I shouldn't even really be expected to pay for the whole goddamn date, for real, depending on what date it is, too. If this is date 3 and I'm paying for the whole joint, the tip, and I gotta pay for your kid's Happy Meal?
That was their first time going on a date with somebody.
I feel like the dude should pay. But you got audacity. You gotta have balls to be
And she said in the clip that, like, she was like, yeah, that's when I knew I wasn't giving him none. I was like, wow. She would have got left at the door.
We can't go off of your standards, Session. I mean, you've left chicks at the door for way less. I'm not gonna get on here snitching and start applying names to whatever. But I just remember distinctly me looking at you like you had a second fucking head growing out of your neck, because I couldn't believe that, you know, of the count, the successful count, and you told the best looking one, who went smooth right at you, and you just said, "Nah, not really into it." And I knew then, you're different. So that being said, you'll leave a chick at the door for God knows how many reasons.
At that point in my life, she didn't have nothing to offer. I was that type of dude. She had nothing to offer at that point.
Want that something off. There's one common denominator that all women have to offer at the end of the day.
But I was already with like that. I already had that from other people. So if you ain't got nothing more than that to offer, I don't need you. Like, I don't.
Oh, I just realized what we're talking about. I won't snitch though either. Damn, yeah. I was just thinking in my head, like, who was
that? Yeah, bro.
No. The innocent shall remain protected. But that being said, don't get on here. Talking about what you leaving a chick at the door for, what I've seen you in action, Playboy.
Whoa.
Way less. That being said, to get back to like the main topic, it doesn't matter to me, because I'm not dating seriously any chick that has kids. I don't like why do I'm not I'm not stepdaddy. That you will never dating the stepdaddy would just never be a thing for me.
Yeah, that's definitely not for me at all. Never has been, never will be.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's probably a situation where that would work for me. but probably not. But I'm trying to be optimistic here. There's probably like a weird, like, you know what I mean, like a 1 in 100, like a 1 in 1,000 type thing where I'm like, first of all, she'd have to be bad as shit. She'd have to be bad.
I'm talking about
out of my league bad, because like you having a kid is bringing you down a tier. So like if I'm like a B tier type of dude and then the single mom's like an A tier type of chick, well, you have a kid now, so like now you're down on my level. So like, you know what I mean? Like, she's gotta be bad. It can't be no duck with a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
duck.
She better have a job. She better not be working at fucking Wawa or fucking McDonald's or none of that crazy shit.
The kid is a big undertaking, especially for a dude who doesn't have kids of his own or isn't really like, is not in my intentions to even become a father. So, you know, taking on somebody else's child, that's a huge undertaking right there. And so when you start running down the list of things that you're looking for, them sliders better be adjusted properly. Where it's like she has a kid, but she makes like, you know, she's a six-figure type of gal. So then that, like, we can start really entertaining the concept. But yeah,
also a problem with there. You got a kid and you're making six figures. Like, all your time is going to them. Like,
that's not. Oh my God, are you serious?
Who, me?
Probably me.
Who is not putting the phone on?
It was my computer. It's my sister coming. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
But like, I dated a couple single moms, more than a couple. I feel like my experience is quite valid. My thing is, I think the thing that would hold me back, I don't really give a, I shouldn't say I don't give a fuck that they have a kid, because obviously that's kind of a big deal. But 9 out of 10 times, it has no shot of working because, one, the baby father's a nut. So the baby dad's going to act all, he wants to act all gangster, whatever. I don't got time for it. Number two, the baby dad's in jail, which means he will be acting like a nut when he comes home. Or number three, the baby dad isn't in the picture, but he's still alive, and therefore it still won't work. So the only really way it'll work is if the father of the child is dead. I'm keeping it all the way up. Because you know how that toxic shit is. I mean, I don't have kids, bro, but like I see it at work all the time. I have homies. If you have a kid with a chick and then you split up, that it's like a fucking petty ass game of like a bargaining chip. Like, well, I ain't gonna send you no bread because you're fucking a new dude, or vice versa for the father or for the mom. You know what I mean? It can go either way. Like, oh, I'm not sending you no child support because you got a new man now or whatever. Like, it's just weird, bro. Like, and then me personally, like any single mom I ever dated, I never met their kid. I had no intentions of meeting their kid. Like, if I was dating them, I feel like if I was dating a chick for a year and she's got a kid, then at that point, if it was like serious, I should probably meet the kid. But like a lot of these single moms, say, for example, obviously very hypothetical, because Session's not this type of dude, Stubbs. If Session was to slide into some single mom John's DMs right now on San Diego Naval Base, and she was like, yeah, come through. If that chick was to be like, yo, yeah, here's my son, just leave, bro. If they let you like meet their kid from the jump, like that shit's, first of all, like that's a terrible mother. And how many fucking uncles does how many uncles does that kid have for real? Like, let's keep it all the way.
Oh yeah. I don't. Yeah, that I would never let somebody meet like my kid like that soon. It would have to be months on months. Probably not even. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, probably at least a year for real. At least.
And then the chick in the video just kind of like, you know, she was trying to test. She looks for what's in your pockets. Like, that's the number one goal. And I get it. You can't be out here not having any type of bread. But, you know, that if that's all you're looking for out of me, and I think that's what the test is to your wallet and how quick you are to trick away your money. Mm-hmm. She's a digger, and I don't like throwing out that term, gold digger. too much, but yeah, not gonna be able to do it. Not at all. I don't even. It's a lot of passes I give with dealing with women that most don't, especially YouTube bozos. But like that's an absolute. That's an absolute no for me right there.
I kind of want to hear what passes Saint Stubblefield gives out over there.
Oh, Saint Stubblefield. All right, you got to start throwing stuff out there.
Well, like, just give me one, and then I'll roll with it.
What do you mean? You're the one that has the questions.
Yeah, I want to know what type of fucking passes you out here giving. Like, you're like some fucking godly type dude while he's dating chicks. I just needed to know.
Okay, I can lean into the one that I always lean into. It's like, I don't care about a chick's body count as opposed to the who. You can't.
Now you don't know her body count as if, like, that wouldn't stop you from banging her, or that wouldn't stop you from dating her.
That wouldn't stop me from dating or cuffing, whatever. I'm not.
What if it was like all your homies hit?
I just said it's not about the numbers, about the who,
not numbers.
Okay. I didn't hear that part. My bad. Cut off.
Yeah, no. The who matters. Like, anybody that's messed with one of you two couldn't do it.
Whoa, what?
I second that. That shit would be weird.
Off limits. Off, completely off limits. I will not. I would never.
It could be a bust down now. But definitely not. I'm not dating her. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they made songs about this. You know, it ain't no fun. Nah, but I get it, because I've kind of aged out of that too. Because, you know, I'm not running in these streets like I once was. Well, I once would pretend that I was, or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, wow. I don't think any of us are in these streets like we used to be. We're going to put that out there right now. Let everybody know that.
Well, we know you're not.
Oh, no. That's done.
Yeah, because Michelle beat that ass.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nothing.
Michelle will beat that ass.
And then she popped right into the frame, like, right on time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's funny. Does she get her...
So what about this?
Does she get her superpowers tomorrow? Does she get her superpowers tomorrow?
Does she get her superpowers tomorrow? No.
Yeah, you know, you ain't heard. Black people getting superpowers on the 21st, which we record on Sunday, which is the 20th.
Yeah.
Getting superpowers for what? What?
One girl tweeted something that just went viral. Like, oh, my God. All black people are saying that they get superpowers on the
21st. Man, they don't get up out of here.
Does she count? Does she make the cut to get superpowers?
That's a negative. No, oh, no,
definitely not black.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Depends. It depends how you want to slice it. I mean, Fat Joe claims black.
Puerto Rican, correct?
All right.
And Cuban.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans, I know a lot of Puerto Ricans who say they're technically black, but then a lot of Puerto Ricans don't want to claim that shit because they don't like black people, so it can go either way.
Yeah, I've seen it both ways too.
It can go either way.
Yo, again,
what superpower would you want to have?
That's tough.
How is that tough?
Because, like, it depends. Like, would you want to read people's minds?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
No, you could be able to turn it on and turn it off when you wanted to, though. Like,
that's my thing. No, I never want to know that much accent. There's some weird motherfuckers out here. I don't want to be going by unsuspectingly and get the wrong thought. Like, ah, shit. We got to worry about him.
I don't know. That's tough. Any superpowers? No, I mean, I'm already strong, so I don't want that.
Oh,
I mean, God. I'm already fast. Don't want that.
Oh, you look drunk from last week.
Boy can hoop, so I don't know.
We could make it 20 minutes without him starting to dick eat.
On myself? You're not dicking it to yourself.
Still dick.
I'm already strong.
That was like a shameless plug where he's like, yeah, just did like 300 reps at the gym.
Yeah. Not 95 pound dumbbells. I'm over here chalking down a fucking protein shake right now as we speak. Like, get out of here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already the Incredible Hulk. I'm so dark, I'm green.
Power day. Y'all talking about this shit.
Oh, me? I should say some corny shit, like, since I'm already fly, you know, but...
No. Oh, all right.
Look at him. That shit was funny.
I would tell you, that was funny. That shit was like a perfect setup.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, but for real, it would be the fly. It would be the... I could... Get from point A to point B, just way more convenient. And I need to fly as far as like as fast as a actual plane, if not more. Superman getting over there in 20 seconds. Like I can make it from coast to coast within, you know, 5 minutes or less.
Dotting on each coast too.
Ooh, dotting. Man, you know the Wait, we gotta wait for him to come back. But we do know Stubblefield only had one official body at Corey.
I had to.
You said what? We're not doing that.
Yeah, we are. We already know he only had one official body at Corey. So how is it that he has a top reputation? Like y'all owe me some. Like I'm old trims of vagina for as much as I'm getting called a hole in my lifetime because I be going through major droughts over here and somehow, some way, Stubblefield, you know, be getting,
Stubblefield want to go on droughts.
I wonder what his body counting Corey was. Double digits, probably.
Who?
No, I want double digits. It was just under.
It's hard to get double digits in Corey. If you get double digits in Corey, I'm probably questioning.
Smacking everything that was walking, and I wasn't doing that. It was a purpose. The things that I was doing.
Perfect. I wasn't there to confirm or deny any of that. I just know it was probably about 8.
I don't know about that number, bro. It's more. I think it's more on the like 5. It's
like 9.
Not, bro, y'all wild.
I know it was way more than me, so I don't understand how I would be thudding from coast to coast. I'm just trying to fly, get to where I get to, and be out.
Yeah, who do you think probably has more Navy bodies pre girlfriend, Session or Phase?
Phase.
Now we're snitching. Now we're over here. We got up here and we're snitching,
but it's all right. He gonna be all right. He knows he's a hoe.
Don't nobody know who that is.
Yeah, I didn't put his full government out there.
Man, you good?
A nickname.
But yeah, oh yeah. But he was proud of it though. So it is what it is.
Kind of savage. I wonder how our friend Pete does. Pete probably gets it in too.
Oh no, he absolutely does.
He be trying to act like he don't, but I think he do.
He be going out to them older Johns though.
I don't think he has picks.
Older women. Older women are just like so much easier to deal with, at least for my experience. Older women who I've dated that are older than me tend to like not stress me out.
I didn't get stressed out. I just left. That's how people get left at the door. I just left. Oh yeah, we doing that?
Yeah. Which furthest?
I said you're so strong.
That's what his shirt says. If you're reading this, I'm strong.
Wow. No, reading this, you can't guard me.
Same difference. Man, I wish we actually had that footage still of like remember when we went out there and played them boys full uniform, everybody for McKinney, and we came back, we were down like 5 points, and we came back and won.
I exactly remember this. Who did we play?
It was some random white boys that was out there at the court, and
on that rubber court with the holes in it or whatever.
Yeah, the outdoor court, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who brought up the whole idea of it or whatever. I know McKinney called us. It was like, yo, I'm at the court. Y'all pull up. And I think Padilla was out there egging the shit on. It was probably you and Padilla, as a matter of fact, you and Padilla and Smith, and was on doing their whole back and forth, same old bullshit. And you were just on some shit like, we'll go out here and play right now. And we got roped into it and played and then fucking won. And Padilla only has the footage of Solo getting blocked of the whole game. The game that we won. We had this triumphant comeback victory. I shot a three, dropped that bitch, which is rare. I think Solo had shot a three, dropped one. Session went in there and was bodying motherfuckers in the paint. They couldn't contain him. He was unguardable. He was so strong going into the hole like that.
That's the plug. Yeah, I like it.
And it's
I forgot. There's a lot of things from Corey Station I don't remember.
Yeah, you had a tough time. That was a tough time. You boys out here.
And this ain't about to be the whole reminisce hour.
All right, then. Let's get on them. Your man's James Harden. Bro, what is he doing? That boy, like, he put on extra 30 pounds.
He looks hurt, man. He looks bad.
Bro, it looks like he gained a lot of weight.
I think Houston's front office is desperate to get rid of him, too. They just don't want to deal with his shit.
And they stuck with him. That's the sad. They about to get a raw deal.
They're asking for, like, crazy shit. Like, I seen a hypothetical. You know, according to league sources, yo, these motherfuckers wanted Ben Simmons, 2 first-round picks and a second round pick for Harden and like a third or and a second round pick or something like 2 years from now. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. First of all, James Harden is older than my dad. Number one. Number two, the dude looks like he's 190 pounds and it ain't muscle. And then number three, as much as I really don't like Ben Simmons, you already know what James Harden's ceiling is. You know what I mean? Like, he's never going to get better than what he is right now. In fact, he's going to progressively get worse because he's old.
That's it right there. Like, more than anything, that is the one reason he's right peaked. There. He's peaked.
Whereas if you're trading for a dude like Ben Simmons, although he can't shoot, if you were to give Ben Simmons, like, 3 shots, and you're like, yeah, you got to hit 2. To not get shot in the head, he would get shot in the head because he can't do it. But
he comes through with the most drawn out fucking
but
now he's just wild.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Ben Simmons could potentially, because of how young he is and how long he's been in the league, he could potentially get better. Whereas you know what you're getting with James Harden. The dude has a montage, like a SportsCenter not top 10, of him not playing defense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He makes Melo look like a good defender. And that's Mello. Like, and that's strong. Like, if you make Melo look like he plays D, then you really don't play D for real.
While we're there, they gotta stop the cap about Melo. Melo is not Hall of Fame caliber if we debase it on his NBA career. He's just not. He's good. He's been a above average player. At best, but every time it's time for him to really take it there, yet again, does he come up short? He can't.
He chased the money instead of chasing the chip. He decided he wanted to take that money, and
he hasn't been a star in like 8 years.
He hasn't what?
He hasn't been a star in 8 years.
Yeah, and roughly eight. I'll be fair and say about 6, but it's been a minute.
6.
It's been a minute.
And in my opinion, it is hard to make a case for somebody. It's hard to make a case for somebody to be Hall of Fame when you never won. Like, you had to be like a game-changing player, I feel like, to get in without winning a chip.
The part that's missed is not even at least
making made a really finals. A good run. Yeah, he never made a run.
I'm like, at least as much as I hate the boy AI, he at least, I have to give that credit, he at least made it to the finals.
Yeah.
1 year, he made it to the finals at least. But
as a 6 foot guard, Melo's fucking. Melo coming out of high school, dude, was like.
No, he's 6'9", I think.
He was right there with LeBron talent level wise when they came out of high school the same year. Like the motherfucker could play. He actually was probably wild. When you played each other, he was giving Bron buckets.
Oh yeah.
For real.
He was better than Bron for a while, but Bron has outlasted the man in the longevity game. Yeah. And that's that. And at least whether super team or not, LeBron did what he took to at least get some rings around him. Can't hate him on that. Oh, look at that. I'm out here giving my arch nemesis praise. Who said that?
Nah, it's crazy. I'm so glad that this video is recorded. I'm so
glad whatever evidence now.
Well, nah, it's not like I've ever not given LeBron compliments or whatever. I just kind of lean into the insults more because of his fans. And, you know, people like to, you know, put me out there like a hater, but you know, I'm always giving love. It's just funny that I get called a hater, but people hate the stuff that I like. So who's really, but I like the stuff that they like. So who's really the hater?
Oh, wow. You just went real deep there. Anyway.
Deeper than Harden's career.
Well, yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, that's what we were originally talking about. Harden's trash. Let's just get that out of the way.
Damn.
If there's one dude who there's probably only one dude in the NBA right now I hate more than James Harden, and it's probably Russell Westbrook.
What? Which is ironic.
Trash. I hate the game. I hate how he plays. Hate his personality. Hate the gayest clothes he wears. It just goes on and on.
This is not a gay bashing program. We love the gays, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Because you gotta say stuff like that now.
I don't give a you could be gay, but then come out and be gay, because I think Russell Westbrook's gay. I think he sucked a pipe or two in his day.
Wow.
Just saying.
He got a whole ass wife, I thought.
He wouldn't be the dude to suck a dick. I'm just saying.
Oh man. You have a point there.
Yeah. But LaMelo, on what Session just said, what is the hype? Bro, why are people on this family's dick so hard, bro?
No idea.
Well, I don't understand. Like, how do you watch one preseason game? Yo, ESPN was slobbering on this dude.
Bro, he didn't even do that much.
I saw one dope ass behind the back, no look, John. Okay. I can throw that pass. In the NBA, I probably can't because I'm 5'7" and I'm white. But if I go up to the playground right now, I can throw you a behind the back no look pass that looks just as pretty. And slow. It'll be like slow motion compared to how he was moving. But I can say,
no, you can't. Stop it. No, you can't. Yeah,
slow motion.
It's pretty for the playground. I'm not a 6'9" black dude who can dunk a basketball.
Hey, y'all got Larry Bird who balled, so it ain't got shit to do with
this. He's the one.
Y'all had
Dirk and y'all got Luka now.
Yeah, but he's a foreigner. They're foreigners. They don't count.
I mean, Jerry West, he the logo.
Wait, hold on. Foreigners don't count. What are you? Irish, right? I don't care if you were born in Philly. You're still Irish.
I'm Philadelphia. I don't claim to be Irish or German or any other descent because it wasn't even my parents aren't even from there. So I'm from fucking here. I'm from Northeast Philadelphia. I'll die in Northeast Philadelphia.
Oh, damn. That's unfortunate.
And I don't give a fuck. But anyway, LaMelo Ball.
I don't see the hype around here.
Can't trash yet because I'm trying to be, what's the word? Objective. But I think. Like, you can't, like, they did the same shit with his brother when he got drafted by the Lakers. They, like, slobbered his dick because he was, like, the first round overall pick. I'm like, yo, this shit's so weird to me. Like, there was better players in that draft. There was better players in this draft.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, and my man's
he got number six his name, or he went two in this draft, right? Two or three?
Yeah, he went two.
Lonzo went one.
Lonzo went two.
Oh, Lonzo went three. He went three.
Anthony Edwards, Timberwolves.
So, I mean, it's impressive to get drafted top five in the NBA, no matter how trash you are. But I just don't know how you didn't play college ball? You went and played overseas, and then automatically that just makes you a top three
draft pick. Marketability, but I think the part that y'all still missing is that it's only the preseason. So let's see the season play out and see how they do when they're playing for real games in a real season that hopefully doesn't get interrupted.
Against, like, superstars.
Yeah.
You're playing against Americans. You're playing against the best players in the world. And you're not playing over in fucking Lithuania or wherever the fuck he was playing.
Yeah, but I said, let's see. Let's just see. Because I think you're being hard on Lonzo. Because the part that is missing about Lonzo had a decent first year is just the fact that the team sucked. I was a Laker fan at that point, so I know the team sucked. And he came here to Capital One and snuck it up because he couldn't shoot. And in the score first league or whatever, it's just different.
You should not be a top five pick if you can't shoot the ball.
There's no way.
Well, we knew he couldn't shoot like that.
Right. UCLA. Well, that's my issue. So why are you getting chose so high if you can't fucking score?
Because it's not just about talent, playboy.
That should be your number one priority when drafting a player. Man, I don't give a fuck about him on commercials and coming to LA and his dad being a nut. I don't care about none of that. If you can't get buckets, what the fuck are you doing on my team?
Number one priority is always the bottom line. That's why there's so many teams that are not in the business of championships, because bringing in the talent and what it costs might affect the bottom line. It's a business, end of the day.
It is, but it helps your business when your team's good.
This is facts.
Or it helps your team or helps your business when your overhead is low.
Overhead low, too. But at the same time, think about it. If the Lakers were to continuously sign dog shit players, right? LA is arguably the biggest basketball city, right?
It's the third biggest franchise in American sports behind the Yankees and the Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
Put it like that. Now imagine, I'm just saying, this is a hypothetical. I don't really know if this is correct or not, but imagine if the Lakers just fucking absolutely sucked for like 30 years. 30 years straight, we're talking. Like, they just draft absolute garbage players. They don't sign nobody. They keep a low overhead because, they're trying to run a business. At some point, your fans ain't having that shit and people are switching teams and they're not coming to Lakers games anymore.
That's not true because we got that with the Knicks right now.
I've been saying the Cleveland Browns had that. The Knicks are
not on the level of the Lakers.
The Knicks were at the level of the Lakers back when they won, though. But you said 30 years. It's been 40, almost 50 of them shits for the Knicks.
But now they're not. That's what I'm saying.
And they still show up. But no.
You're never going to have zero fans. But I'm saying is their franchise then is not what it's like now. It's way worse.
No. People are still showing up. Hell,
you're always going to have
to talk about that. You didn't talk about that with the Cowboys. Y'all more up to date as far as their recent shit. But for the Cowboys, isn't that been the case for them? A whole bunch of non-winning.
But I feel like football is harder. I sound like I'm like copping out, but I feel like football is harder to compare in that same equal comparison because I'm trying to think of how to word it. Like, it's so different. And football, I feel like, has way more money behind it typically in general.
I don't know. Basketball? NFL
has more money than the NBA.
Yeah, no, NFL makes more money than the NBA. It's just that NFL doesn't pay. They don't pay out the players the same rate.
You got to be like a top-tier motherfucker to get bread in the NFL.
Like real bread, which is
the owner set it up.
Ridiculous. Which is ridiculous for such a violent sport, but I digress.
If one sport that you get paid the most money, it's definitely the NFL. You take the most physical beating in the NFL, whereas basketball, I mean, you could pull shit, you could tear shit, but it ain't from getting fucking knocked in the head with another helmet. But, like, I think the number one sport in the world, money-wise, what they spend is soccer.
I don't know, baseball. Baseball now.
Baseball's getting there, but it's soccer's level. Dude, the money that like Leo Messi and fucking Cristiano Ronaldo and all them dudes make is like it's like fucking bananas.
In baseball, they getting $200-300 million contracts.
Over 10 years.
Multiple people. But that's fully guaranteed though.
Yeah, but that's over 10 years, whereas Messi and all of them from football are getting like $20 million in like 2 years.
Yeah.
But football, football being the most popular sport in the world, so they should be seeing that type of money, if you ask me.
Yeah, because Barcelona and like Real Madrid and shit, they got they're like the Yankees, Cowboys of the soccer world. Them motherfuckers got money.
This is wild. So my question is, who gonna win the chip this year? Don't say the Lakers. You gotta give me a team that's a sleeper team.
So not who's gonna win, but who's the team to look out for then?
Give me a team to look out for. Yeah.
Man, you know, if I'm to be honest about it, I really haven't because everything is happening in like real time with the NBA, so it's kind of hard to keep up with. But I tell you who is not going to be, which is the team I'm cheering for.
Yeah,
Clippers is looking Clippers like a not it. Hot-ass mess.
That's wild that they gave your man's Paul George that money.
Boy.
He's trash.
Yo, he's real life trash.
I think there's actually quite a few teams that will be solid this year. You got the Heat. I don't think they're championship caliber teams, but like they'll be fun to watch. Like the Heat, the Mavs, even the Suns, I feel like are going to be fun to watch this year. Like I feel like this might be the best year in a couple years where like there's still super teams, but there's like actually a lot of talent spread out amongst the NBA. Like there's not as many there's always trash ass teams. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of teams that are going to be brutal to watch this year.
Actually, the sleeper team might still be the Warriors.
Nah,
I don't think a run
because you can't do it just with Steph. You got to have both of them. Steph can score he can average like 29 because I think he's gonna average like 29 this year, but that's not gonna be enough. Like, because when playoff time comes, bro, like even if they make it to playoff time come, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be real.
I said a team to look out for. They're not gonna win. I'm saying just look out and see how
the playoffs though. If you're saying look out for it, that means they're gonna make the playoffs.
They should be able to make the playoffs.
They could make right now.
I don't know. The West is tough.
All the fucking players from the West.
You said they all went to the East? I don't know. You couldn't know.
All the big names went to the East. KD's on the East. Harden's trying to go to the East. Westbrook went to the fucking...
John Wall went out West.
He went to Houston.
He's not really the only one, though.
And DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins stayed
he's
in the West.
He's trash. He got a 1 year fucking deal, bro. He's done. You're not a superstar.
Trash?
Yeah, done. Dude's had 17 knee injuries.
It's not that he's trash. He's hurt. It might be over for him.
But he lost all that weight, though. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, but we gotta see how, because he did. Because remember, this isn't, what was it, an ACL? And he had just came off.
He had an Achilles first. Then an ACL and an MCL.
Yeah.
Back, that's a lot.
Back to back. That's
looks like lost. He did lose a lot of weight though. I watched his one preseason joint. He looks like slim. But bro, you tear your ACL, your MCL. I don't give a fuck what steroids or baby fetuses they're pumping into your body. Your body will never be the same. I don't give a fuck. You lose a step. Like especially as a guard, like Klay Thompson will never be good again. He will never be the Klay Thompson of the past. When he eventually come back.
He didn't have to move.
He didn't have to move like that, though.
And
I never tore my ACL or my MCL, but I've torn my meniscus multiple times. And when I tell you my knee can predict the rain, it can predict the rain.
Yeah.
Now, my cousin who lives with me just tore his ACL, his MCL, and his meniscus. He was like rock climbing or whatever. He was like doing them indoor rock climbing zones and he like fell off the fucking zone. Fuck this whole shit. I've had to get surgery. This motherfucker talking about like, yeah, I'm going to go back to rock climbing in a couple months. I'm like, yeah, no, you're not, dude. Your knee's never going to be the same. You're going to like, your shit's going to be creaking. You're going to put WD-40 on that zone. Like, it's about to be fucked up.
Stop being negative, Nancy, over there. I mean, you act like Adrian Peterson didn't come off an ACL injury and like damn near break the record.
There's always exceptions to the rules. Show me
someone else. I'm just saying
it's possible. Also, Peterson is probably one of the best running backs in the last 20 years.
Fair.
Yeah, nobody's disputing that.
And the fact that I remember when Peyton Manning fucked his neck or his shoulder up or something. He went over to Germany and got like stem cell fucking injections in his neck, and he came back and won a Super Bowl in the Broncos.
Yeah, but you know, that wasn't,
he was ass
at the same time. And Peyton Manning had neck injuries not from playing football, because he's tugging around that fucking 33-pound head of his. Like, imagine all that, and then putting that shit, putting a helmet on top of all that. He was prone for neck injuries.
Yeah, that boy.
Golly, him and Eli have the biggest fucking heads. That, like, I feel bad for the vagina that took a beating pushing that shit out.
Hopefully it was a C-section.
Oh wow.
Man.
Speaking of kid, Session.
Well, muting you right now.
Session, when are you having kids?
Muting you right now. We don't talk about stuff like that.
What do you mean? It's a fair question. You've been dating your girl for 10 years.
Dang, no, I ain't been 10. What? Six, I don't know.
Five?
I don't nine. Know. 2-3 years? I don't know.
What do you think, Stubblefield?
Oh, y'all finna just predict when I'm finna have kids.
Yeah, kind of predict. Oh, Phil, what do you think?
Okay.
I don't know. He's headstrong. It probably won't be for another 5.
It'll be when she wants to have kids. Yeah, you gotta look up and looking for approval. I saw that. He looked up at her and was like, yeah, you're right. He looked right at her. He was like, oh, yeah.
We'll see. She probably doesn't want kids now. That's what this whole thing has been about. I could see Session actually wanting to, and she does it.
Oh, she wanted to wait like another 2 years, 2-3 years. That's why I said 3 years.
It'll be before me. I know that much.
Amen. Amen.
Shit. Wow. You're going to have to start. Hey, look, you're going to be 50, 60 by the time your kids get out of the house.
If it happens, it happens. I ain't actively looking to have kids. That shit costs money.
Yeah, but I ain't going to stop having sex like willingly.
Same. But if a chick I was dating happened to get pregnant, I mean, yeah, I'd be a dad, I guess. I'd be mad. I'd be salty as shit. Probably super sad. But I guess I'd do it. But I ain't like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to have kids. What the fuck? Well, I mean, I can speak for myself when I know that I was probably the worst child ever to raise. So I can only imagine, like, the karma that I would deal with. From how much of a fucking piece of shit that I was. So imagine, like, if I had to deal with a miniature me, I'd fucking kill him. I'd kill him. That's or what her. I'm, or whatever. God forbid I have a daughter.
Yeah.
That would literally send me to the grave, having a daughter.
Session, you know who's going to have a daughter? I'm predicting it right now. No. If Session was to have 3 kids... they would all be daughters.
Don't put that on me. Don't do that.
It's from all the whoring that you used to do. It's like a known fact that's going to happen.
Don't do that, bro.
For all those to you, bro.
Yo, if I have 2 girls, I'm paying for the third, the boy.
He's paying for the boy.
Yes. I'm not having 3 girls. That's not it.
I don't want one. I don't want a half of one. I don't even want to be an uncle to a girl.
Wow.
Man, this guy. Leave it to this guy and her hyperbole.
I don't even know what that word means. I'm gonna pretend like it doesn't exist. I've never exaggerated a goddamn thing in my life.
Oh, word? Yeah. Don't know what it means, huh?
I know. Who do you think I am? Uneducated? Come on.
Exaggerates everything.
It's a fact.
Exaggerated examples. Exaggerated passion. Sports scene.
All I do is speak from the heart, you know what I mean? About everything. Politics, sports, not wanting to have fucking girls, all the same shit.
Mm.
Oh, jeez.
What you been listening to this week?
What, music-wise?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Stove God?
I tried listening to his album, and something about it annoyed the shit out of me.
Five Facts are absolute fire, and then I want to say the second half of the album I'm gonna have to listen to a second time.
I like him on
features.
Yes,
because he's been on West Side shit. He's been on a couple other. I don't know where the fuck he's from.
I would imagine probably from up there, since nobody else heard of him before Griselda.
But I feel like he sounds to me like a little West Coast-ish. but like on East Coast beats. I don't know. That could just be me.
Sidebar, we ain't gonna sit here long because I know y'all not into it, but shout out to E-40 and Two Shorts versus last night. That's the most fun I've ever had watching the versus was watching theirs.
I don't even know that.
That shit was E-40 being a fat dude that likes to dance and Two Short just talking reckless at the mouth. But I digress. Yeah, I don't know where he's from. I know. I just assume Buffalo. Anybody that I never heard of that they seem to like pop up with 38 Special and all them, I just assume to be from Buffalo or the surrounding area. Yeah.
Y'all see that new album that came out? His name is Akeem Ali.
Yeah, the Kimmy Casanova, fire ass sample.
Yes.
I couldn't remember who used that sample beforehand, and then it just dawned on me that it was Nelly.
Yep.
They used that sample before, but yeah, nah, that Kimmy Casanova, or is it Kimmy Casanova? That shit is fire.
Yeah, Kimmy Casanova. Kimmy Cat, whatever.
Pimp. Definitely. Pimp. 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 Pimp.